Hi, people. How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? Welcome to another beautiful episode of your favorite podcast, Life and Relationship Realities with Onome. And the voice you're listening to is no other person but that of your one and only host, Onome Olukolade Olamojo. How are you guys doing? It's been a while. Happy New Year. This is our first episode for the year. Right, happy new year, and 2024 is going to be your best year yet, right? So you're going to enjoy God's favor, God's blessing. This year for you is going to be a fruitful one. It's going to be a super productive one. Welcome to new beginnings, welcome to bold beginnings, and welcome to greater dimension of God, the experiential dimension of God. I wish you God's best. I wish you God's best. And I call your vine a fruitful one. It is well with you and yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy New Year. Happy New Year and Happy New Year. Once again, I'm super excited. Grateful to God for how He has brought us. And this is an unscripted podcast, right? I was just having my devotion this morning and Holy Spirit was talking to me how we need to be more consistent about showing up here. And this is me promising you guys that there was a time we normally have every episode on Thursday, then we call it relationship nuggets with Onome, and then there was a point we changed it to relationship paralysis with Onome, and now it's life and relationship paralysis with Onome, so that I won't only be restricted to enlightening you guys about matters arising in relationship, but we can talk about life generally, right? So yes, we're gonna go back to that structure. So every Thursday, I'm looking forward to publishing a new episode for you guys. And I'm committed to this. You know me. Once I'm committed and my mind is made up, I just call out. So I'm committed to doing this with you guys. And I want you guys to support me all the way as I come back here to just come and, share with you the things God is teaching me, my closet, share with you my personal experiences, share with you the knowledge I've been interacting with. I want you to encourage me by listening to me, share with your friends, share with your communities, and I would love and appreciate your feedback as well. It will mean a lot to me. So yeah, it's 2024 and I'm grateful to God. Like I said earlier, to have you support us, January was a lot for me. It was a roller coaster of me trying to balance my life as a new year with a new responsibility, right? I got married last year, and of course I've never started a new year being a married woman, so it's the first of many for me. So I had a lot of things to do. I need to like balance my schedule the more, I need to accommodate some of the new responsibilities I've, added to my line of responsibilities. I started taking product design course in women tech. That has been quite demanding, a lot demanding, because our classes are like 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. So sometimes when I'm done with my classes, I literally feel like I'm done with the day, because I feel like, oh, my head is hot. It's been a lot. I was telling a friend of mine yesterday that people say tech people are making money, they're eating money. Why wouldn't they eat money? They are doing the work. It's not easy. It's not. God has been my strength. So combining that with marriage, being a wife, and then other things I do, businesses as my expressions, has been a lot. So January started with a whole lot of beautiful emotions, a whole lot of stronger convictions, right? I have a lot of things I wanted to achieve for the year. And January started with that energy, and which is common to everybody. I mean, January is that time of the year where you go back to it. January is a new year. It serves as a new beginning for us. So it's that time of the year whereby you go back to your plans, that the ones that you could not achieve for the previous year, and then you want to see how you can achieve them, and then you want to achieve new feats as well. So January comes with that kind of emotion, energy, conviction. You just want to do better. You want to be better. You want to be a better person. You want to do more. You want to be more, right? So I started with that as well. I have a lot of things I want to do differently this year. And, I started by writing my goals for the year. I started by writing active plans of the things I want to do this year, the things I want to do separately, differently, right, from how I've been doing them last year so that I can achieve better results, right? I started out with so much fire, enthusiasm, energy, and it's been amazing, right? It's been really amazing. What I want to talk about today is the power, leveraging the power of conviction. And if you heard me earlier when I said I started January with a lot of new convictions and strengthening my convictions as well, convictions that has brought me this far, convictions that are non-negotiables, that actually for my beliefs and value systems, right? These are convictions I want to hold on to for a very long time. So I started the year by strengthening them to more, putting up plans as to how I can do better with them, right? And then there are some new convictions I caught to, you know, when I had my retreat in December, and I feel I want to run with this one. So I want to share with you the power of conviction, and beyond that, I want to share with you how important it is for you to leverage the power of conviction. So what is conviction? Conviction is a firmly held belief or opinion, right? That is the dictionary meaning of conviction, a firmly held belief or opinion. So when you believe strongly in something, when you have an opinion, when you have an opinion that you believe strongly in, you stand firmly by, right? That is conviction, something that people cannot really shake you on. Like you're standing strong on it. You just believe that, see, this is what God has told me. This is what I have seen concerning myself this year. This is what I believe that is going to happen to me this year, according to the revelation of, God's word sent to me in his word, right? This is what the prophecies that has gone ahead, and I strongly believe in their manifestation, backing them up with scriptures, right? Those are like your convictions. So you see, convictions are powerful. If indeed they are truly convictions, if you really believe that these are your convictions and you firmly believe that, see, as you have believed, they are going to happen to you. They are powerful on their own. But you see, there is a twin power that comes with conviction that you need to leverage on. You know, there is a power that comes with, I believe this is going to happen to me this year. And then you leverage on that power. Then you wake up every day to take confession, because see, you have that conviction set ahead of you. So this year, let me give you an example so that I'll bring it home. So this year you believe that, see, by the end of by the end of September, I want to make my first million. And then you add that this year is your year of wealth, and even as you started planning for the year, God started dropping insight, ideas, concepts for you as how you can take your business to the next level. So you were so convinced and so certain that, see, this year is going to be my year of wealth. I'm going to triple my income. I'm going to make mad money. I'm going to make kingdom wealth, actually. I'm going to make influence. My influence is going to be triple. You know, I'm going to achieve great feats, things that I've never achieved before. I'm going to do better this year. That is your conviction. And then you saw God literally telling you, you could back it up in the scripture, right? When God was telling you that, see, we've been blessed with all blessings in heavenly places, right? And the Lord is our portion of our inheritance, and he maintains our lot, he supports our lot, right? Lord is everything you need, and he's caused everything to abound to you. He has caused all good things. He has caused all good things to abound to you. And then, and then you read the scripture again, Book of Corinthians, that say, we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was poor for our sake, he became rich, right? And all of those scriptures were just coming back to you, probably in the place of devotion. And then those scriptures were enforcing your conviction. What you need to do is you now need to sit back with the ideas God has been blessing you with, and then you need to leverage on those ideas. You need to hit the ground running with them. You need to hit the ground running with them, because see, there's this conviction that is burning inside of you. There's this power that is coming, that is twinning with the conviction you're having, and then you want to leverage on it, right? So whenever, what I'm trying to say today is, see, January has gone, right? I was reviewing my last month earlier today, and I realized that yes, there were some things. 2024 started, though. Peradventure, you listed out some goals you want to achieve. 2024 have started. As a matter of fact, the first month is already gone. So this is it. So there were some things I wanted to do this year that I wanted to like develop as a routine, but I could not do them. I was not consistent with them January. So I looked back and I said, no, what are the things that God told me concerning this year? I went back to my prophecy diary. I looked at them. I strengthened my conviction. And then I went back to my, to my calendar, to my routine. And then I started drafting new routine to just follow suit my conviction so that I can produce result with them. So what I'm trying to tell you today is, see, January has gone, right? There are some things that you might not have done the way you planned to. There are some things that you want to achieve, but you could not achieve because of one reason or the other. Probably you were procrastinating. Probably, you were tired. You just don't know how to start, but you got your convictions right. So it might look like you are even going low on the power of your convictions. It's looking like, am I even sure I heard God? Now, what I wanted to do is I wanted to go back to your prophecy diary. I wanted to go back to what God has told you. I wanted to go back to your journal where you wrote it down. Gather the scriptures God gave you when he gave you those convictions, those things that I want you to hold on to. Study those scriptures, make declaration, make confessions. Just stay in the place of prayer and ensure that you strengthen your conviction. After you strengthen your conviction, you want to go back to your board, right? Go back to your vision board and start drafting out the plans. Start drafting out your goals. Start drafting out the routines you want to take up. Start drafting out the things you want to do differently. See, from yesterday, I started writing out some alarms, right, of the routines I want to imbibe, because I feel like these things are going to help me bet the things that I've seen, leveraging on the power of conviction. Do you see? So this is me trying to encourage you that there are some convictions you've received this year. You know, there are some convictions, there are some things God has told you about yourself, your family, your finance, your spirituality, your influence, your wealth, your health. There are some things that God has told you. So I wanted to go back to them. Strengthen your conviction. Gather scriptures about them. Strengthen your convictions. And go back to your vision board. Start drafting out plans again. It's never too late. See, this is just the beginning of February. We still have 11 months to go this year. So stop looking at yourself as a failure. I mean, it's too early. January just went, right? It's fine. You wanted to achieve some things you could not achieve. Fine. So it's not the time for you to start beating up yourself because if you, I wanted to do this, but I could not do this. But it's that time for you to now sit back, re-strengthen your conviction and start all over again, right? Because see, God is still in the business of doing the wonders that he promised to do with your life this year. And if he's not tired, if he's not giving up on you, you can't give up on yourself. You got to tell yourself wherever you are. Say, I honor me, Olukola Adeolamoju. God will never give up on me. God is not ready to give up on me. And therefore, I won't give up on myself. You can do it. And I'm rooting for you. Thank you so much, guys, for always listening to me. I hope that blessed you. And look forward to next week, Thursday, as I publish another episode. I love you. God loves you more. Do have an amazing day and an amazing weekend ahead. Bye.